Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is the 9th of April, 2018. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
Well, good morning. A few more days, and it'll be the Placer Blast as the sun comes up just as I'm rolling into town. That's always fun.
Beautiful outside.
And then for
it?
People heading home, of course, they get the Sunset Blast.
So did you have a nice weekend?
I had. Other than that, I had an excellent weekend. Boy, did it rain on Friday.
Yes, it did. Rain. Boy.
I recorded close to 3 inches on my little rain gauge.
Wow. Well, let me tell you how I recorded it.
Good morning, Linda Bob.
Good morning, everybody. I took my houseplant outside for drinkage. And, you know, the little plastic things you put them in? You set them inside of the pot.
Yeah, so they don't
Well,
drain.
Imagine buying the big one, so, because I got big plants for inside. So I take them out. What are those things, like 4 inches tall, 5 inches tall?
Something
and
like
I put
that.
Those out there, and that was how I gauged how much it rained. They were full. Full and then
totally
some.
Totally full. And I was surprised about how much rain was, because it woke me up Friday morning.
Yeah, it was nice.
We talked about
it was
Friday.
Hard, and it was constant. Hey, good morning, everybody, on this Monday, 7:06. How are you on this 9th of April? You know, are you experiencing that? You're talking to somebody, and you look at your calendar, and I know March flew by. February was like a whisper. And are you experiencing that? Like, it's March 9th. I mean,
it's April already.
It's almost the middle of April.
It's April 9th.
April 15th.
It's April 9th.
Oh, I know, okay. But it's almost in the middle of April.
It is. It's almost May.
Exactly. So today,
it's almost your birthday.
We're looking at a sunny day with our highs of 83 and our lows of 56. Tomorrow, again, chance of rain with our highs of 66, chance of showers. On Tuesday night, with our temperatures, with the bottom of the temperatures around 49. Now, Wednesday, the high will be 60. Is that right?
Yeah, because the rain is coming in.
I understand, but, you know, we have rain and it's not 60, so that means maybe more snow in the mountains?
There's snow down to 4,000 feet.
Then the lows will be 41, so bring your plants back in. Highs of 57 on Thursday, lows of 41, and the highs on Friday, mostly sunny, again, going up to 71. Sunday looks like a chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 71. So there we go with our slight forecast there. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where they give senior and veteran discounts. We love that they're locally owned, and it's a veteran-owned business. Yay! Love the Kennys. They have been just, you know, these are people who whisper, again, I've been using that word twice today, they breathe wonderful, positive energy into this community. They do a lot of things underneath the radar they would never talk about for all kinds of organizations. They're just amazing people, so we're really happy to have them. Chuck, Kenny, and Shasta Gas Propane, how are you?
You're just cute today. You are.
And it's dirty in the studio because of all that construction. We walk in thinking, did the fairies come over the weekend? No. You're going to have to be the fairies.
They emptied trash cans. And there were people in here with fast food, it looks like, that filled up the trash cans again. So, but I think they came in and emptied the trash cans. So they must have come in Saturday or Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the – your laugh is so – I mean, it is just – remarkable, and it's you. And you don't hold back when you laugh. And we were at an event on Saturday up in the hills. And the
French Gulch. We were up off of the grid.
We were past French Gulch. French Gulch was a town. Over, we were up in the hills.
We have some friends up there, boy.
They live off the
There was a new appreciation.
They live off the grid. Yeah, you know what? You know, anytime, next time, Bob,
the next time you have a little concern about maybe your electricity is maybe crackling or your TV set's not working, you need to go up there and visit our friends Lou and Kathleen.
Oh yeah, I'm very familiar with
you that. You know them, yeah. And they live totally off the grid,
mm-hmm.
They have a wood burning stove, which is cool, and they have like 25 acres up there, and they have their chickens and their rabbits. And they have occurrences of bears and mountain lions around the back. And,
well, yeah, I so mean, do I out on Placer.
Yeah, you have that out there. But see, you've got something called electricity, and which Lou still doesn't trust because you can't see it. But if you put your finger on it, it hurts you. So he's still not sure about that. But this guy can do anything. He makes ethanol, and he's converted his car or his truck so it runs ethanol.
Hmm.
And okay. So he will never run out of fuel. When the rest of us run out of fuel, when the old poop hits the fan, the first place you want to run to is Lou and Kathleen's. He says, just bring ammo and food. It's okay.
I know a number of people who adopt that lifestyle. Yeah,
they had a nice gathering on Saturday. Out there. Beautiful, beautiful day out in the French Gulch area. And you were saying, what, was I laughing or something? You could hear it?
No, I never have to worry about if Linda's still at the party or where Linda's at, because I can hear you. I can hear you laugh, and then other people are laughing with you. So it's cute. It's nice.
Is this like the mother can pick out her own baby's cry out of her room?
I could be one of those million penguins that's sitting there, and then the one will fish one day and come back and find its mate and the little chick, and there's 100,000 of them, and they just kind of find each other. I can find you anywhere. All I have to do is listen, and I can find you anywhere. And it's cool. I like
well,
it.
Well, I guess it's a DNA thing, huh?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I've never heard the rest of your family laugh like this, but but I know that your dad could probably do that.
It is a hackle. What can I say?
You know what? We talk about this homeless problem that we have here in Redding, but it's all up and down the coast. Now, Seattle, which is probably one of the richest cities, well, in America, probably in the world too. They have a problem, as we noticed when we came through there, last year, that they have a real problem with the homeless. But now, the homeless is semi-organized, and they've built a homeless mansion out of tents and wood and cast-off furniture.
And it's like a Burning Man.
It's like a block from the Space Needle.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's getting bigger. And what they've said is, hey, you chase us out of the park, so here we come. And this is what they says: why pay rent if you can live on the street for free? And the mayor really doesn't really know what to say about this. They had a state of emergency about this before, years ago, but now they try to move them from one spot to another, and it's not working. So now they're coming back, and some of the people are saying, well, it's a real eyesore, but where are they going to go? One of those things. So when you think about it, the problems that we have here is no different. And in fact, in a lot of these places where there's lots of money and there's lots of, and here's the thing, they have lots of shelters there. The shelters are just filled, totally filled. And they're still moving people from spot to spot. You can't stay here in the park. Okay, fine. Then we're going to build a mansion on the sidewalks a block from the Space Needle in downtown Seattle. And, people talk about this all the time. Look how much it changed. Well, it has changed. But it hasn't just changed in California. It's changed everywhere. Portland, Seattle, Vancouver, British Columbia, back on the East Coast. It just seems like it's concentrated, though, on the left coast. Hmm. And I'm not sure if it's because of the weather or if there's more stuff given.
We have heard
them.
Recently of friends that have traveled to different areas, and they said, and you know what? We were downtown, and there were no homeless. There were no people with signs, no begging. And I can't recall. They were two different individuals. So I can't recall where they said they went. But I was, the first thing that came out of their mouths.
This is strictly anecdotal, of course, but I have no reason to disbelieve this person who used to work as a security officer. A bus pulls up, people get off, and they say, we heard there were services here. Can you direct us? Asking him.
Somebody just told us that works over at EDD, the economic development group here, said that people had just come in and gotten off a bus and come on in looking for jobs and looking for services right here, coming down from Medford, Oregon. And she works there. We heard this one Saturday. She works there and said, hey, they're coming in. And she says they're new people. We don't know them. They're coming in, and there's groups of them coming in. So I don't
know. Now, you can call me a hater, but come on.
Well, I'm just saying as they're coming in, and this isn't anecdotal. This is somebody that works over there, and they want to find jobs. Which she said, she says the one thing is that the county is tightening up who they're giving money to. Mm-hmm. That you've got to be somebody from here, and you can't just walk in and ask for it and say you've lived here for 12 weeks.
So, well, we have a beautiful. Yeah. We do have a beautiful community. I'm really, we're proud to represent it and be a part of it and all the things that we do. So after going to a lot of events over the weekend and then coming in, and again, we're in the middle of construction, it sure is nice to be at home in our own sleep number bed with our own individual sleep number settings. And I move mine around all the time. I actually did 100. I forgot to set it, and did 100 on Friday night with that rain. But it was just fabulous. And then on Saturday night, I went down to 70. So it's really nice to be able to have your individual sleep number settings, so you can set it wherever you want, depending on if you've been, really had an athletic or an adventurous day of how you want to fill your bed.
My sleep number setting was on 100 last night.
Did you?
Yeah. And guess what? Your sleep number setting was 102.
Oh, I know what.
Because I forgot to set them. And you know what? We still slept like little babies there, because it is such effort. It's effortless to sleep. You don't have to work to sleep in sleep number. It just happens. And right now with their new 360 degree comfort bed, where this thing adjusts to you as you're in bed, as you make a move, it adjusts to you. All these new innovations from Sleep Number, you can't beat it. And right now, also, they've got, with the $300 special, introductory savings up to $300 with special financing also for Sleep Number beds. These beds cost about the same as others. They last a long time. They're guaranteed. They're rated number one by Consumer Reports. You're not going to find a better bed. We love our beds. At Sleep Number, it's in the Target Shopping Center. Head on down to Target Shopping Center. Go in, jump on the bed, tell them Carl and Linda sent you. On Thursdays, you can say Carl, Linda, and Trish sent you. And then let them figure that one out. But then find out what it's really like to get a great night's sleep. We'll be right back after these messages.
People, real winners. The catch of a lifetime. Imagine winning a brand new Ranger bass boat from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Cast your line and reel in the winnings at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our fortune fishing. Swipe to win for your chance to win a brand new Ranger boat. It's simple. Spin the wheels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times the entries on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Win free slot play or prizes. Join us Mondays at 8 p.m. Win free slot play. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Imagine how much you and your family will enjoy reeling them in on the lakes and rivers in this fun-filled fishing boat. The more you play, the more chances you have to win. Final drawing is Monday, April 30th. Grand prize, a brand new Ranger bass fishing boat from Redding, Yamaha Sea-Doo. Fortune Fishing, swipe to win at Wind River. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime. Playtime. All the time. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Start saving money now. The Cool April Night Sale is here at Reading Kia.
Get 0% financing for 75 months on 2018 Kia Sorento, highest ranked midsize SUV in 2017, and 2018 Kia Forte, highest ranked compact car in 2017.
0% for 75 months. It's just like cash on 2018 Kia Sportage and 2018 Kia Optima. Try zero down on credit approval.
Get huge customer cashback deals on every new Kia and terrific offers on the 51 MPG 2018 Kia Niro, highest ranked small SUV in 2017.
Never pay for an oil change or tire rotation for as long as you own your new Kia. The Cool April Night Sale is here. You're invited.
0% financing for 75 months at $1,333 per thousand finance through KMF. Not all buyers will qualify. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving now.
Ends 4/30. For JD Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Start saving money now.
Reading Kia, readingkia.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR1460. It is April 9th, 2018. 22 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. It's 52 degrees right now, going up to 83 today. It's going to be a beautiful day, as it was yesterday.
Thank you, Bob. Again, very nice bump music. And who is that?
Weather report. That's Thomas Rhett.
I love it. Country. New country. New country artist, yeah.
You can talk now, Carl.
It's okay.
Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Okay, what do you got there?
I have. You know, why are you being so...
I'm not just...
Wait, why are you being so so aggressive this morning?
Well, it's Monday morning. Let's get going here.
She's effervescent, sir.
Are you effervescent? You're a bubbly thing, you?
Thomas Rhett. That was, you know, it's really cool. This country music is really... changing. That's something that would have been pop music, really in the pop genre. And that's considered, he is a country artist. So that this was kind of fad. It was like, who is that? Anyway, that's...
When you watch the Country Music Awards, it's changed dramatically from Hank Williams to whoever's out there now.
Alan Jackson was the triangle. But guess who got Performer of the Year? Garth Brooks.
Garth's back.
He's back.
I don't think he's the same Garth Brooks, though.
Yeah. We had that big thing where Huckabee was going to be put on the board at CMA.
Yeah.
And then the LBGT ? Raised a fuss. I didn't know there was a thing in the country music world. And had him kicked back out.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. This, you know what country music is? They had several of them working hard for Obama. And, you know, believe it or not, there's probably a number of them that support gun control and taking guns away from people, all those things. Country music's changed. Doesn't mean it's worse. It's just it's changed, just as society's changed.
My pickup truck is killing the planet.
Hey, but you know what? It's talking about common sense. Were we talking about common sense? Well, we are. We're going to talk about common sense. Is common sense coming back to California? There's been some articles written lately that says, you know, they talk about this blue state of California, but are there starting to be red ripples in the surface of the blue lake because of things that are happening, like people are getting a little bit, you know, the fighting back against the sanctuary cities, the fact that people are fighting back. Now they're starting to organize. They're looking at this high-speed rail. Like, you know, do we really need this high-speed rail? Do we need to spend this much money?
Could we spend $70 billion on something else?
But the big thing is on the sanctuary. Is cities are fighting back. Counties are fighting back. I could see Shasta County joining into this if they ever, you know, maybe not with this group of supervisors, but I could see them joining this lawsuit that seems to be getting bigger and bigger against the state of California in a sanctuary state thing. The other things that are happening is, you know, people are looking at this, you know, the supermajority the Democrats have, where they sit there in Sacramento and they pass laws, and they, and does it have anything to do with reality and what the people really want to have happen? You know, of course, the paper bag thing, the plastic bag thing. So now you can still get them. You just have to pay 10 cents or whatever they charge you now on it. Or you can carry those reusable bags around in the back of your truck and forget them. So now you've got 26 reusable bags in the back of your truck, and you still go in and you buy them.
Yeah.
Your
water bottle, the cap must be permanently attached.
What? I didn't see that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they haven't done that yet.
Yeah, it is a law in the pipe.
Okay, because they haven't done it yet, because you can still buy the twist-offs. The highest number of poor in the United States is here. The highest number of illegals is here. You've got 1 million illegals here now have a driver's license. And, you know, I don't have a big thing about a driver's license here, but now you can't use California driver's licenses as proof of identification when you're traveling. It's one of the states. So, I mean, but people are starting to question this. You know, is it out of the realm that of course, the Democrats passed this thing where it said, oh, it's the two highest vote getters will run for office. Well, you know, what they've done essentially is say, well, you know what, they're going to have to appeal to the Republicans or the independents, you know, even though there's two Democrats running. No, they don't have to do that.
No.
They just see which one of them gets it.
Here it comes.
So, anyway. What were you going to say, sweetie?
Well, I mean, I'm sure we're going to take a caller regarding that, but, you know, I'm not commenting on that. I was changing the subject.
Right. Okay.
Okay, a recent survey, North Americans, world's biggest TV addicts, watching 4 hours a day. Eurodata TV Worldwide said that television viewing was holding up despite more and more people watching online platforms like Netflix and Amazon. According to this article, Americans and Canadians are the biggest TV addicts, watching 4 hours and 3 minutes on an average daily.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. That probably sounds about right.
There was a slight fall in TV viewing in North America and Asia, but it's still growing in South America and in Europe, maintaining historically high levels. Okay, here's my question for you, our listening audience. Uh-huh. Is it because it's more expensive to go out these days? Do any of the shootings in the theaters or going out on the streets, knowing that you're dealing with perhaps, you know, more crime, is that making you want to stay home and just kind of enjoy your home and just watch, something that was recently in the theater maybe a few months back now? You're able to purchase it for $6 or whatever on your Netflix channel. And and how do you feel about that? I'm curious.
Well, you know what? We watch Netflix and Amazon.
We'll get lost in a series. We like that.
Netflix and Amazon. You know, I watch the news in the morning, local news in the morning. But there's not a lot of TV we watch. I figure of all those channels we have, you know, it's getting so that, you know, you look at it, and you go, well, you know, there's really nothing here that I want to watch.
Well, The Voice.
Well, you watch The Voice, yes, mm-hmm. and you record The Voice, and so you can run through the commercials. And the way it's set up now, they skip through the commercials for you. You don't even have to do that anymore. Then you have, or movie channels. But Amazon, Hulu, and Netflix have got practically everything I want to watch on it. You know, maybe not the sports. You know, like, they don't have football yet, but I think they're working on that, too. So, I mean, if I'm watching football, college football on that, okay. We're going to need to take a break because we have our guest on the phone waiting for us right after this break. So, I hope this weekend, at the end of it, did you feel like you accomplished things? Got some things done?
Let me think about that. Well, you know, not in the sense of like I have to do stuff around the house. I really need to do a lot of stuff around the house, get organized. But I do feel that I explored, perhaps. And we do need to actually get things done in the studio, too, which, you know, we're under construction. And you know, I think we're all going to feel better once we finally get back into our offices. So was that a long answer to your question?
It is, but that's okay. I think that what happens is on the weekends, like, you know, with this office, until this office is finished, it kind of drains you from doing other things.
Right.
You know, I taught a class and we came back and we did some other things in the afternoon. But I think until we get the offices finished, and we need to take some more photos and put them up on our, on our website now to show where we're at, where it's been, and all these other things that are happening. And right now, all the furniture is still in the middle of the room while we're waiting for the guy to come in and finish painting, and who's doing just a wonderful job.
Dan Scott, Eagle Eye Painting, who is also a pro golfer, and I'm sure can't wait to hear what he thought about the Masters yesterday.
It was his birthday. And the Masters. He goes, you know, it's kind of a special day here. And he's getting married into the month. So anyway, Dan's doing a great job. Okay, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy started this business around 10 years ago, and now it's the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. CCW's tactical rifle training for your businesses, unarmed training to defend yourself, along with armed, being a concealed carry license holder. All of this from Northern Firearms Instruction. USGunPro.com is the website, and give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back after this break with Citizens for Fair Representation.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. 7:34 in the morning here on the 9th of April, 2018. 52 degrees, going up to 83 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in town. Open from 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. Linda's favorite place to shop around if I'm not there. Even with I'm there, she just pulls in and drags me in there, too. Okay. We have on the phone Brittany. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you today?
I am fine. And, of course, Brittany, you're here for Citizens for Fair Representation. You've got an event coming up?
We do. So this Saturday, April 14th, at Anderson River Park, down in the band shell, we're having a Jefferson Fest.
A Jefferson Fest. Okay.
Yes,
and what is
the Jefferson Fest? It's a State of Jefferson-themed music festival.
Okay, so what? Explain to us what that means, like a Jefferson music festival.
Well, the State of Jefferson movement is here in Northern California. We are trying to form a new state, and so we're putting on, the Citizens for Fair Representation are putting on a music festival that's going to be all green and gold like the State of Jefferson flag. We're going to have, you know, people with information pamphlets walking around and telling people about the State of Jefferson and why we want it.
Okay. And, you know, I don't know if you heard earlier, but there's you're starting to see articles in periodicals and newspapers about, is California starting, is the common sense movement starting here in the state of California, which is kind of, you know, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, a little bit of common sense in California would be nice, that's for sure. You know, if nothing else, you can tell from the last year or two that, you know, California doesn't want to be one big state anymore. With all the different movements to try to split it, it's obvious now that, you know, it's too big to govern as for one state. So
yeah, one size does not fit all.
That's for sure.
Okay, so
40 million people.
So what kind of music can we expect?
Yeah,
there,
tell
Brittany?
Us about that.
Well, we've got Dan Frost School of Music coming out, which is pretty cool. We've got Double Crossed and Adrian Taylor, who's an awesome kid. He's from Anderson. He's got just the best voice. And Derailed, they're from Red Bluff. They're kind of a soft rock kind of a group. So we've got some good amount of country and soft rock going on.
Vendors?
We will be having vendors. We've got Mary's Pizza Shack is coming out and doing the pizza.
Ooh.
The Anderson Rotary will be providing the alcohol. And then we've just got all sorts of different fun vendors. We've got Reading Balloons is coming out, and they do all the face painting and glitter tattoos. And they've got games for the kids. And, of course, we have Laser Tag coming out again.
Uh-huh.
Hey, this alcohol thing, I mean, you mean the people from the State of Jefferson drink beer?
Well, you know, I would think any good red-blooded American would drink beer.
There you go.
There you go. Okay, so tell us again the festival dates and the place and times, and is it free to the public, or what do we do?
It is free entry. I suggest to bring your own chairs because, you know, it is a big park, and once in a while you like to sit down. It's April 14th, this Saturday, at Anderson River Park in the band shell area.
You know, you're going to have a great time out there, and the money goes to help in the civil case,
yes,
to change the types of representation that we have here. And of course, there's everybody agrees that we have no representation or very little representation, I guess I should say, in Northern California and in other places in California. And what does
pretty much all of California.
Pretty much in all of California. That's true. And so what this lawsuit is saying, hey, look, you know, you need to go back and take a look at how this representation is when you've got so many million people here, you know, per each one, and it's just not working out. So I think, it's, you know what, if there's, you don't know what's going to be the outcome in this, but one of the outcomes could be is just, okay, it's just too many people. So you're going to have to figure it out.
Yeah, you know, at the very least, if we just increase the number of representatives, I mean, that would help drastically.
What they should do is go back the way it was before. You have a senator for every county, and at least then you'd have representation up here from Northern California. At least we could have something to say about what's going on.
Yeah, and that would increase the number of senators that we have, because we've only got 40 in California, and there's 58 counties.
That's right. You know, so I think it's time
increasing
for
it that little bit would help, but yeah.
Even if they did that like it used to be, and then if they cannot have this supermajority and push it over. And that's because the people you'll have from up here are probably going to be feeling a little bit different than they are from L.A. So anyway, okay, Brittany, thank you. That's going to be this Saturday at Anderson River Park. It's going to be free event. It's going to be music all day, vendors, food, beer, all these great things. And it's for Jefferson Day?
It's the Jefferson Fest.
Jefferson Fest.
And it goes from noon until 8.
Noon until 8. Okay, Brittany. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Carl. Have a great day.
You bet. All right.
Bye, bye-bye. Linda.
Bye-bye. Take care.
She's a beautiful young lady, and she's very, very bright.
Definitely something on the ball. Hey, something else in the headlines, and I love the joyfulness in her voice.
She is, and when you get people that believe in what they're doing, and these are young people. These aren't the older, you guys are just a bunch of old 65, 70-year-olds. No. A lot of the people in this movement, 20s, 30s, because they see the future, what we've handed to them, and it's not cool. It's California. So, anyway.
I know. Hey, actually, and also in the headlines, you want me to talk to you about something else that came up tonight? Men account for nearly 1 in 5 complaints in the workplace of sexual harassment.
I believe that. No, I believe that. And what about those times that you've grabbed me? If I had not been married to you, I'm sorry, but I would have had to complain.
You're just
ignoring that one, right?
No, I'm actually thinking about, in the places that I've worked and maybe what I have seen in my lifetime. More so, I mean, I could tell you, but my girlfriends, my show business girlfriends, we could write a book.
Well, you know what, there's...
But I don't know about men so much,
And here's, in the Marine Corps, that, the number of sexual harassment or sexual assault cases that, went up astronomically after the Marine Corps said, we want to fix this. So, so more cases came in. There are men, male Marines being reporting it too.
Right.
Being molested by what? Other male Marines.
Yeah. This is what this particular article is talking about, that it's common sexual harassment and gender stereotypes in the workplace. It's about dominating or humiliating others. And in this particular, is that it's men with men over women with men.
Yeah.
But there's some cases in this particular article, which, by the way, is it's the social issues from, where is this? It's online. I got it off of the Washington Post.
Okay, now there's other things, too, like when you're talking about these things that are happening and the sexual harassment and these cases. Like Bill Cosby is going back for a retrial in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
This is, this thing with Bill Cosby there's been any number of people. You kind of grew up with Bill Cosby. And he was always a guy that was, talking about playing straight and,
family
taking care of your
all
family
about the kids.
And all this. And you hear all this. Now, I'm not saying he's guilty because there's been no trial yet. However, they have allegations and all these things happening. You just have to think to yourself. I mean, here's a guy that you would have invited into your home. You would have just loved to have the guy around. He had such good things he said and things that just so much common sense. Anyway, now today, Bob, Facebook.
Hi. Apparently, I'm not interesting enough.
What's happening? They said something about Facebook is going to let users know
if their data
was harvested
by Cambridge Analytica.
Yes. Apparently, I'm not interesting enough.
How do you know? Did you?
Well, I didn't see a notification. There's supposed to be a notification inserted into your news feed that your name is among the 85 million harvested. And the allegation is, of course, that the company used that personal data to target advertisements at apparently extremely susceptible users who base their entire life-changing decisions on a single source. Sorry about that.
Wait a minute. So then if you do get one, you're saying they're stupid? The people that they're picking are sheeple?
I say that if you get all your, and that goes whether you're a Fox person or a CNN person, if you get all your info from a single source, shame on you.
Okay, so
87 million people.
That's under your news feed, right?
Okay, here's what I show here. All users will receive a link at the top of their news feed outlining which apps they use and what information each app uses, Facebook's Chief Technology Officer Mike Schofer said in a statement. Users whose data may have been improperly harvested by Cambridge Analytica can expect to receive an additional messages like the one below. We have banned the website, quote, This Is Your Digital Life, which one of your friends used Facebook to log into. We did this because the website may have misused some of your Facebook information by sharing it with the company called Cambridge Analytica.
Okay, so here I am. I mean, so it should be at the top of your news feed, right?
Apparently, you weren't interesting enough either.
Okay, I'm going to go into my Facebook.
Oh, God.
It took one look at your profile and said, this guy's voting a certain way.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't have to lean me.
This is all part of a big thing to say, well,
you got to go to newsfeed.
Trump didn't win, Hillary lost, and it was a rigged game, and et cetera, et cetera. It's the same
you know what?
Drum.
Linda's not in here either. I wonder if anybody in California was in it. Yeah. I mean, really, if you think about it. Would they waste their time going after California?
Because at least this end of California.
You know, yeah, they don't realize the northern end. But the point is this was to what for? So they could use this to go after people who they wanted to vote for Trump, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah.
Well, then I think that maybe that's why they haven't come to. Maybe more than none of us are on it.
Also, we're out of the demographic. What they're looking for is the mobile-connected millennial, et cetera, people who will pick up a cause and run with it, et cetera.
You run with causes.
Yeah. Well, but you know what I mean, is that you kind of look at stuff before you pick it up and start running around with it, screaming your head off.
That's true. That's true. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. I'm going to come back and talk, though. When we come back, we have... the problems we talked about, the homeless people on the dole and all that. Nebraska may have broken the code on this, my friends. And they have found a way to change what we are facing right now. It's an interesting concept. It's interesting because it seems to be working for them. We'll talk about that as soon as we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air, voted best in the North State. Alliance Heating and Air, a better-known business. Alliance Heating and Air can work on any of your heating and cooling systems. Alliance Heating and Air, in the business over 25 years. Give them a call at 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. These are the people that work on our equipment, work on our heating and cooling systems. And when they have taken care of it, we've never had a problem. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Mm-hmm.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
At Cypress Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Cypress Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast, friendly service, reasonably priced eyewear, and veterans discounts are our specialty at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today. We look forward to serving you.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
I was dreaming of bigger things.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR1460 with Carl and DeBot.
Good morning.
10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here. 52 degrees, going up to 83. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. So many things are going on. Okay, on the...
Can I say something?
Yeah, absolutely.
About the archives?
Sure.
They'll be back up in something.
Couple
I
hours.
Know it's probably a computer glitch. You know, we just are experiencing that. The
we
archives.
Had one show.
One show where we got a couple comments about the archives not working. That will be adjusted today.
Yeah, as soon as we get a hold of the webmaster. And we've got copies of it, so it'll be up. Don't worry. Okay, on the April the 14th at the Reading School of the Arts, the Jefferson Pipe Band is going to have a Celtic showcase, and there's going to be just any number. There's going to be Scottish dancing. There's going to be different types of bagpipes. There's going to be music of all kinds. They're all Celtic music, and it's going to be April 14th. It's going to be at 6:30. Gates open at 6, and these tickets are $20 a piece, and it's to raise money for the Jefferson Pipe Band and the things that they are doing in our community also. But I have two free tickets for this, two free tickets for the Reading School of the Arts, for the Celtic Showcase, for the Jefferson Pipe Band. There's not a lot of spots out there. So if you want these tickets, give us a call, 605-4567. I have two sets of two for a Celtic Showcase, Reading School of the Arts. Also, on April 14th is a fundraiser to support our local disabled veterans through the Healing Waters Fly Fishing 4th Annual Mixer. It's going to be at Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. It opens at 6 p.m. there, and this is an opportunity for locals to support the nonprofit Shasta program of the project Healing Waters Fly Fishing. It's dedicated to the physical and emotional rehabilitation of disabled active military service personnel and disabled veterans through fly fishing and associated activities. There's so many things that they do are so good for veterans. And this is going to be the mixer. It's going to be this Saturday at 6 p.m. at the Veterans Hall. Then, of course, the Reading the Safari Club International's Reading Regional Chapter's 24th annual banquet is going to be at Wind River on Saturday, April the 28th. It starts at about 5 p.m. 5 p.m. to 6:30, receptions and games, 6:30 dinner, then auctions and drawings. And they just have a tremendous assortment of firearms and hunting accessories. And you can get hunts there, whether or photo safaris in Africa, fishing trips, youth and ladies hunts. The children there or the youth that are there get an opportunity to win a number of great, great items there just by showing up. And this is Safari Club International. And this is a leader in protecting the freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. Okay. We're going to move on from here.
So you gave tickets away
to Janice.
Janice received tickets, and do you want to?
I've got two more if somebody else wants it, or we can give them away tomorrow.
No, let's do it right now. So for Celtic Showcase at the Reading School of the Arts, well, this will be for April 14th, 6:30, the gates open. Give another call. We'll just give those away this morning, 605-4567. The first two tickets go to Janice. We've got two more. Give us a call.
Okay. All right. Nebraska, I was talking about Nebraska, has new laws. It says every able-bodied childless adult on food stamps now has to either work, train to work, or volunteer part-time to get your food stamps. And what this does, and they want to connect able-bodied adults with job training. So they get them there. They've opened up the gates there to help get more people, get them trained, and get them off welfare. And what they have found is that in 2016, they saved it. It results put families had an average of $10,000 more. They earned $10,000 more. In some cases, were able to get off food stamps. And what they've done is in 2016, they saved $14 million. This is the state of Nebraska. It isn't like there's, 85 million people living in Nebraska. Mm-hmm. They saved $16 million by getting people off of food stamps, off of assistance, and into jobs, into job training. What a great idea this is. Why can't this happen here in the state of California? That says if you are an able-bodied adult, then fine, you're going to work. Now you're going to work by, working on the trails or doing things, but we're going to train you to get a job. So how good would that be?
Well,
and then
I'm...
from there they can, because there's people out there probably if you could get them into a program, they would succeed.
I agree. I also do believe, and I'm sure many of our listeners would say, that it's generational. If you grow up where your family is just on lives on assistance and welfare, food stamps, and it's kind of, and how to work the system, then. I think that it's normal to then feel to just kind of continue on. I don't know if, I'd be curious to know if somebody grew up with that, then it's what's inside of them that says, I have to break this cycle. I don't want to live like this. I want to get a job. I want to be able to pay taxes. I know it's going to be hard. I know I may have to work three jobs. When those who don't will find something that they
make
can
the same
say,
amount of money.
I'm on disability, I can't do these things. They'll work the system.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying is here in Nebraska, they've tried. First of all, they've also, their unemployment is at the lowest that it's ever since 1999. Their jobless claims are way down. They have opened up the doors for entrepreneurs and people starting business. They're helping. The state is making it easy for their businesses. And at the same point, They're wanting to get these people that are on assistance off assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them that are probably on assistance, if they had new job training, now they can be hired for a job. And we're not talking about the burger turners or that. And there's nothing wrong with turning burgers, please. It's not. However, if you're trying to raise your family, you've got to have more than a minimum wage job. And so being able then to do that, to be able to be trained into a new job, and give them an opportunity then to find a job. Not only will they be trained, but they also help them find jobs after that. This is a great idea. I mean, imagine what that would do for a place like Reading here.
I would love
if we could do something like I said. Instead of just giving you a check, getting a check every month, how about this? How about you show up and you work for that check? Where it's just not handed to you. Where you go out and we're going to train you on, we're going to send you over to Shasta College and we're going to train you to be a welder. Or we're going to train you to be a diesel mechanic. Or we're going to train you in something. After you can then go out and get a job that or they're woefully, it's woof, you know, they're the people out there are looking for trained service people, trained people in the technical fields. And yet we continue to feed the bears over here and not require the bears to be part of our society. Well, it's time to stop that. It's time to stop feeding the bears. And it's time to welcome them in, but welcome them in with training and a chance for a job. And if you want to do that, if you want this money, then you're going to have to do this and see what happens. It's working in Nebraska. I don't see why it couldn't work in California. We're not, they're not any smarter they may have more common sense, but they're not any smarter than the people here around in California.
I like you taking a chance to try this program,
it's
and
working.
It's working. That's great.
You know, there's no, why can't people try that? Why can't this county do something like that? It says, okay, if you want to do this, you're going to, first of all, you're going to be out there either cleaning up the river trail or along the streets or something, or we want to get you trained. Okay, hey, we're going to be right back. And speaking of being trained, Shasta College is with us this morning, and we're going to talk about the different aspects of training your kids. We'll be right back.
Community Talk Radio from the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading News, brought to you by Tobacco and Brews. See their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Well, this could turn out to be the most critical week in the 14-year history of Facebook.
Mark Zuckerberg meeting today with lawmakers ahead of 2 days of hearings into the social media giant's mishandling of personal data. The Senate gets its chance tomorrow, followed by the House on Wednesday. Hill watchers say these could be the most dramatic congressional hearings since the banking and auto bailout hearings in 2009 and 2010.
It's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines, and starting today, Facebook notifying an estimated 87 million users whose data may have been compromised in the Cambridge Analytica scandal. President Trump lashing out at Russian President Putin and Syrian President Assad following a suspected chemical weapons attack on a rebel-held town in Syria.
After threatening a big price to pay for a suspected poison gas attack in Syria that killed women and children, the president will get a briefing and have dinner with military leaders tonight. Today also marks the first day on the job for the president's new national security advisor, John Bolton, who has previously advocated significant airstrikes against Syria.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. You might call it a sad sign of the times in this age of school shootings. Growing number of public school teachers learning how to treat battlefield-type wounds.
The initiative is dubbed Stop the Bleed, and training is now available in all 50 states. Georgia's leader, spending more than $1 million to expand a test program and to ship medical supplies to schools. Many teachers once might have recoiled at becoming a battlefield medic, but they've come around as school security measures have repeatedly failed to prevent the shootings.
Correspondent Shirley Smith. Stocks rallying on Wall Street this morning. Right now, the Dow up about 244 points, the S&P 27 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You work hard to recruit the best talent for your business, so you understand how important benefits are. Today's candidates are looking for more than just insurance and retirement accounts. They want benefits they can use every day and perks that help them achieve that all-important work-life balance. With Veridesk Standing Desk Solutions, you can create the healthy office culture they're looking for, where employees can move more throughout the day, so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. The new Veridesk ProDesk 60 Electric is the perfect way to create your active workspace. It's a commercial-grade electric standing desk that lets you sit or stand with the touch of a button, and it assembles in under 5 minutes with no need for professional installers or labor costs. The ProDesk 60 Electric ships for free, and thanks to our 30-day guarantee, if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. To learn how you can try the ProDesk 60 Electric in your office, visit veridesk.com/radio. That's veridesk.com/radio.
Russian financial markets taking a hit following the latest round of U.S. sanctions.
The new United States sanctions affect a number of Russian officials and business people described in the U.S. Treasury statement as oligarchs. They and companies associated with them are having assets under U.S. jurisdiction frozen, and U.S. nationals are prohibited from dealing with them. The Moscow market has been hit by the new sanctions, and there was an especially large fall, more than 40%, in the shares of the aluminium producer Rusal. The company was listed by the U.S. for its close connections with one of the named oligarchs, Oleg Deripaska.
The BBC's Andrew Walker. Israeli fighter jets have struck a Hamas target in the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military says it's in response to two explosive devices found near Israel's border with the territory. The airstrike comes amid a flare-up in deadly Israeli-Palestinian violence. News and analysis at townhall.com. The apartment in New York City's Trump Tower, where a man died Saturday in a fire, did not have a sprinkler system.
Trump Tower was built at a time when sprinklers were not required in residential sections of buildings, as a developer, Donald Trump, later fought against retrofitting all high-rises in the city with sprinklers, calling it expensive and unnecessary. The cause of the fire, which broke out in a 50th-floor apartment, is under investigation. 67-year-old Todd Brasner, who lived in that apartment, was killed. The art collector spent time with Andy Warhol, but later fell on hard times and declared bankruptcy. President Trump's apartment is on the top floors, but the family was not there at the time. Julie Walker, New York.
John Krasinski's A Quiet Place made a thunderous debut at the box office, opening with $50 million in ticket sales, making it the year's second best weekend. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. The epicenter of change in downtown Reading. Good morning, everybody. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Same great service. They're enhancing the size of that walk-in humidor. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our beautiful Monday morning here on KCNR 1460. We were talking about, well, you guys, what do you think about the deluge of the weather into, you know, sunny 80 degrees? And I say bring it on because we love it. Every day is a guessing game, and that's okay. I haven't changed out my closets yet. I kind of have three that I go between. Anyway, good morning. Today's going to be sunny.
I have one drawer and a chair.
That's all you need. But with our temperatures around 83, but you know what? You got sweaters and you've got, you know, short sleeve shirts and so on. We're going to have mostly cloudy tonight with our lows around 56. Tomorrow calls for 50% chance of rain with our highs near 66. Tomorrow night calls for temperatures that are going to be around 49. Wednesday calls for chance of rain with 60, lows of 41. Now get this, on Thursday, our highs will be 57 and our lows will be 41. Mostly sunny on Friday. Saturday's mostly sunny with a high near 74. And Sunday, chance of showers with a high near 71. So, yeah, we're all over the map, as they say. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. They're locally, again, they're a veteran-owned business. And do think of Shasta Gas Propane when you're looking for your propane needs. 365-3794. They're located out in Anderson.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Susan Eastman.
Good morning.
Wells Fargo Advisor.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Well, stocks are in the green this morning as fears ease surrounding global trade. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 263 points at 24,193. The S&P 500 is up 30 points at 2,635. The NASDAQ Composite is gaining 105 points at 7,020. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, GE down 7 cents at $12.99, Bank of America positive 57 cents, trading at $30.20, Kinross Gold Corp down 36 cents at $3.60 per share. Over to local stocks of interest, Best Buy up 50 cents at $70.99, Target down 22 cents, trading at $72.07, Walmart up 58 cents at $87.26. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.81%. And over to commodities, gold is down 60 cents an ounce at $1,334, silver up 6 cents at $16.53 per ounce, and crude oil trading higher up $1.37 at $63 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you so much, Susan. Have a wonderful
Thank
day.
You.
Hey, Susan Eastman is the first vice president of investments and, of course, a financial advisor at Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, at 2705 Park Marina Drive. You can reach her at 530-243-7561. If you want somebody to take a look at your investments, look at your portfolios, you haven't done that for a while, maybe you need to give, well, not maybe, you do need to give Susan Eastman a call. Okay, let's go to Rally Sally. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning.
How are you?
We are well, thank you. And we are excited about our guest tonight at the Reading Patriots meeting. We are hosting Mark Mueser, and he is running for the Secretary of State. Now, our existing Secretary of State is Alex Padilla. And that office is really important because he's the election official in the state, and he administers state elections, and he maintains the official election results. So if you want somebody who will clean up the voter rolls, which is extremely important in California, come on out tonight and hear what plans and vision that Mark Mueser has.
Well, you know what? The Secretary, isn't he the one that has the final say on what the propositions are, too?
I believe it is, yes.
And that, that's important because whoever writes or whatever they put in there, I guess they don't do it, Secretary of State. But whoever writes, this is what the proposition is about, there ought to be somebody there that, that raises the BS flag and waves it.
Yes.
If it says that this is totally not what this proposition is about. I don't know
and
if that's
it's
him.
Also the one that investigates voter fraud.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. So this position in the state is very important. And so our meeting tonight is at 6 o'clock, and we're at our new location at 2570 South Bonneview Road. And our Jefferson meeting starts at 5:30.
It's a church there, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thanks a lot, Sally.
Right, thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Hey, there's so many things going on. This week is going to be chock full of stuff. But, we have with us every month we have Shasta College. And there's, the reason we do this is that
Peter, we love the outreach,
well,
first of all.
Peter Griggs and I got together, gosh, was it 2 years ago now, Pete? Something like that. And Shasta College has got so many different programs, so many different ways to help our community. I mean, that people have have no idea. We had no idea. We've lived here 10 years. And we've been out to Shasta College. We've been out and seen things.
Can't say enough.
I've been to when they've been making announcements, invited, the media and all of us out there, went out there. But we still didn't have a grasp of everything that Shasta College covered. Because you think, oh, community college, slow, it's kind of like laid back and all this. Well, no, it's not.
So I have, before we start that, I have a, I'm not going to mention any names, but I have a friend whose daughter went away, was going to Shasta College and went off to a very large surrounding big university and is not finding the fit in coming back to Shasta College to finish up her,
sophomore year.
Yeah,
no.
Finishing up her stuff with you guys because she just isn't ready. And I think that's the beautiful thing about Shasta College is, and that's the beautiful thing about Shasta College is that so much that we don't know about how Shasta College gets you ready.
Yeah. And, the other things, too, and we're going to be talking about part of it right now, but we've talked with people that ran everything from the pork farm out there.
The farm?
To the farm, and to mechanics and people, welders. They had a lady coming in here who was welding. And, it's
cooking?
Yeah, the cooking and
amazing.
All this. I mean, it's the number of things are open, plus being able to get you ready, plus being able to take other credits. So when you leave here, you've got more than just a sophomore. But today we're going to talk with Debbie Whitmer. And Debbie, you head up the ECE.
I'm actually one of the faculty members.
Okay,
there's three faculty members.
Okay. And what is that? What is the ECE?
ECE stands for Early Childhood Education. And it is any profession where people are working with children birth to 8 years of age. So this could incorporate anyone who's an infant teacher, a toddler teacher, a preschool teacher, a transitional kindergarten teacher. It includes kindergarten, first grade, second grade. We have a professional organization called the National Association for the Education of Young Children, which oversees our profession.
Mm-hmm.
But in our community at Shasta College, early childhood education as many professions do, we shorten that to ECE, really focuses on young children and how we can provide classes and information so we create and give teachers the best opportunities, learn current best practices, understand strategies and techniques to work with children in any of those age ranges, birth to eight.
And I'm sure it's changed drastically, or has it not changed drastically,
well,
with childhood development today, 2000, where are we, 18?
Well, one of the things we've learned is we know a lot more about brain development. And so while we have always taken care of young children, the science behind teaching and early childhood education, we do a lot more with sharing that information with our students. But one of the things that's, I think, really exciting about our program is that if you're interested in working with children, if you're interested in making a difference in the next generation, if you have the opportunity to impact a young person's life, we have a wide variety of classes for you, as well as degrees and opportunities. That early childhood education is not just one career. You can have a myriad of opportunities, and it's the starting place. So if you're interested in working with children, one of the great things is many times we have individuals, as you were speaking about, who might not know where they want to start in their career. And many people know they work well with children or want to work in a dynamic situation, and ECE offers that because every day is a new day. Every day with children is a different day, and we have opportunities to help people learn about the field and learn about a wide variety of pathways.
Okay. We're here with Debbie Whitmer, who's one of the faculty of the Early Childhood Education at Shasta College, and Jeanette Whitley, which I believe you're going through the classes. Is that right, Jeanette?
Yes. This is actually my second year going through, or my fourth semester, I should say, going through ECE classes.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and continue talking about this. Everything I've read, everything I believe, is if you catch those kids early, you set them for the rest of their lives. Mm-hmm. And if you wait till they're 12, it's too late. So everything we're talking about, catching them early like this, can have such a dramatic impact on if they're going to be a success or not.
And we'll talk about the formative years when we get back. I'm curious about that. And also, I would like to ask a question about development with too early of viewing computers and programs and TV. I really am curious about that. We're going to take a break here on KTN 1460. We'll be right back. But this portion of the show is brought to you by
Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, their newest branch at 1845 California Street is just, if you haven't been there, you need to come in. Extended business hours, your friends and neighbors working there, they are helping our community move forward. And in fact, go down and let Cornerstone Community Bank show you how they are moving local dreams forward. And once a month, we have a business that comes in from Cornerstone Bank that they've helped and their success in this town. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back, right after these messages.
And cool April nights.
The North State's signature event roars back into Reading April 21st through the 29th. See classic cars at Show and Shine throughout the area all week long with the annual Friday night cruise down Hilltop Drive on the 27th and the big car show at the Reading Civic on Saturday the 28th. Awards, food, music, dances. Why, it's more fun than two teams in a rumble seat at the drive-in. Get the whole schedule by visiting CoolAprilNights.com. Shine up your ride, put on your dancing shoes, and be part of Cool April Nights April 21st through the 29th.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank,
consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. 20 minutes exactly after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 9th of April. 54 degrees going up to 83 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Crackmaster Windshield Repair brings us to this portion of the show. Jeff Wurst, the owner of Crackmaster, has been in this business for a long time. And he believes in, one is he guarantees his work. Two, he's not going to take your money if you can't fix it. Three, he believes in keeping the safety of your family. It's paramount. So if you've got a little chip there or something, he's going to fix it. And like I said, he guarantees it for life. This is Jeff Wurst, veteran-owned business, 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 243-8373 for an appointment today.
We're with Debbie Whitmer and Jeanette Whitley this morning with the ECE division of Shasta College,
Early Childhood
Education. And Jeanette, how did you find your way to Shasta College in ECE?
Well, you know, actually, this is a second career for me. The majority of my life I've actually spent in an office behind a desk. And I lived on the coast for quite a while where I was a bookkeeper. Came over here, and after my third child was born, my husband says, why don't you stay home for a while? Well, I only lasted a little bit. And so
because I'm around three kids. How would you like to stay home?
It was one of those, you know I can do more than this. So I started volunteering at my youngest daughter's preschool. And after, you know, showing up every single day, the director comes to me and she says, you know, do you have any ECE credits? And I'm like, ECE credits? No, I'm not quite sure what that is. She's all, well, if you go down to Shasta College and take a couple of ECE credits, we could hire you on as a supplemental. I thought, well, you know, why not? I'm not busy. I can go ahead and do that. And then, of course, as soon as you get into the ECE field, you meet these absolutely wonderful, inspiring faculty members, these professors who say, I know you've got more than this. I know you can be more than a supplemental teacher. Let me show you what else you can do. And lo and behold, I've been there four semesters. I'm past supplemental. I'm working in the field. I've actually worked in several different organizations, everything from volunteering to I'm an officer on a campus club. I've worked in a couple different agencies, and right now I'm in pretty much my dream job at a large in-home daycare facility in Anderson. So, this is my second career, but this, I think, is my true calling. So I'm enjoying this.
So what do you teach the kids?
What do I teach?
Like preschool, what can you do besides, you know, don't poop on yourself?
Well, there's a lot of things. So the biggest thing that you want to teach to younger children is probably social skills and independence. So before a child enters kindergarten and enters in a whole world of academics and testing and more structured environment, we want to teach them, how do you get your shovel back in the playground without hitting somebody? You know, how do you use your words? We give them the words of the language. I want that back. That's mine. I'm still playing with that. Without them resorting to violence or spitting or things like that. We also teach them self-help skills. You know, I could use the bathroom. You know, instead of, you know, having an accident in their pants. You want them to be able to tell the teacher.
So you're looking to build responsible young children.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Am I saying that right,
Debbie?
Yeah.
The colors, their numbers, their...
So
I'm curious today what happens in preschool, because things have become so advanced.
Mm-hmm.
Because in kindergarten, it used to be your colors, your numbers, and your ABCs. So pretty much is that happening in a preschool before you get to kindergarten? You better know those.
Yes and no. So where we come at and where I work is not just preparing them for the academics, but preparing them, you know, you can learn every domain there is, physical, language, you can learn everything you need to know for kindergarten, you can prepare for just by playing. You can learn out in the field, out in nature, in the block area. You can learn, well, mathematical skills. How many blocks do you need to build it up to your height? You know, do you need the square block or do you need the triangle block? You're using language. They're developing social relationships when they're sharing in that area.
I like that much better.
How old are these preschool kids?
Preschool is anywhere from 3 to 5 years old.
3 to 5.
Basically right before they enter kindergarten.
Right. Okay.
But I work with even infants and toddlers. So even at an infant age, you know, it's not just learning about colors, but it's learning about, you know, infants, they put everything in their mouths. So you construct your environment. You don't try to control the child's behavior. You control your environment. If you don't want them to touch it, taste it, stick it in their mouth,
you child-proof it.
You don't put it in the environment.
I've read things about teaching babies to sign. Is this realistic that you can teach babies to sign before they can talk?
Yes. So when you're thinking about physical development, there are a lot of things babies can't do physically with their mouths yet. They cannot form the letters, the sounds they need to communicate. But they can do a lot with their hands. So a lot of the gestures we teach are like more, where you're putting your you're putting all your fingers together, more. Or you can teach them milk, or you can teach them food, basic gestures for their basic needs.
Thank you. Do you teach them that?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Welcome letter, but that's an abstract thought that they don't understand yet.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, that's an abstract thought. Many people don't know. up into their 70s and 80s. So maybe we should be able to sign that one thing so we can have everybody that when you say it. That's wonderful to think about this. And we're with, of course, Jeanette Whitley, and she's one of the students over there, but has taken 4 semesters and is now into her dream job of working with preschoolers. And she's talking about, you know, the children, as they move on to their kindergarten, that there's so much they can learn before they get into kindergarten. Like, I don't even know if I went to kindergarten. I think I just went into first grade. I'm not sure. I mean,
okay, well, let's get to Debbie here. I'd like to ask Debbie a question because we have another set of people coming on that are also with the program at the ECE. And Debbie, while we have you here, what grants have you been involved in recently?
One of the great things about our faculty is they're very involved in our community and as well as our state. And recently we were able to apply for an innovation grant where we were able to create a program called Growing Teachers. And if people want more information, they can go to the Shasta College Early Childhood Education website. But one of the things we heard from our community, we have strong community partnerships, and our community was saying we need more teachers. We don't have enough teachers. Programs were having to close their doors because there weren't enough teachers. And so we were looking at brainstorming ways to provide assistant, associate teachers, subs for these classrooms. And so we created a program where we did accelerated courses. So instead of taking 4 classes in a semester, you take 2 classes for 8 weeks. And so you take 2 the first 8 weeks, you get a week off, and then 2 the second 8 weeks. And the students have absolutely loved this new formula. Accelerated classes is not for everyone because basically you're doing a week's worth of work in one day, and you have to be ready, invested, and able to commit to the assignments, the reading, because all of the expectations are the same. We just do it in a more intense formula.
You're cramming.
Okay, so you've got,
under supervision.
A big shortage of ECE teachers.
We have 100% employability. In our community.
In the community.
Much
less if you walk out to other places.
That's huge.
It is huge. Okay. And there's tremendous
what
need.
What is it said? Well, how come you all are set aside then? I mean, you're 100%. I mean, what makes you all different?
For Shasta College, one of the things I think that really sets us apart is we have a dynamic faculty and staff who really care about each and every student. We have these strong connections in our community. We have opportunities for students to have scholarships and to have mentorship opportunities in our community as well. So it's not just that, just like Jeanette was saying, that she goes out and has a work experience, but we find a good connection for her, for the best place for her to not only do her student teaching, but a place for her to find a next job that really meets her needs, meets her family's needs. We work closely with families. We have a lab school you'll get to hear more about in just a little bit. And that's another really important part, because not only do we talk about what we teach in our classes, but you can walk across the hall to see our laboratory school and see everything we're discussing in lecture in person. Or they go into the observation room and can actually watch typical development happen, watch teachers interacting and strategies they use, and then have the opportunity to practice these skills when they go out not only to our lab school, but we have mentor sites in our community where they have the opportunity to work in a wide variety, from a Montessori classroom to a state preschool classroom to a full-day family child care program. The other thing that's really exciting about this growing teachers program is we tried to create a cohort model, so you get to work and travel through the classes with other people you know. We've created a lending library so your textbooks can be borrowed, which again brings down the cost. And we have this thing called front porch office hours. So we as faculty spend time in the classroom with the students, helping to support them. So it's really that ability to talk to your professor, engage with them in a wide variety of situations. And we also have a student club where students can be engaged and involved.
Okay. We're with Debbie Whitmer, who is one of the faculty out there at the Early Childhood Education at Shasta College, and Jeanette Whitley, who is one of the students. And Jeanette, would you say this has been probably one of the biggest changes in your life?
Absolutely. Next to, you know, having my three beautiful children, this is literally, I wouldn't say turned my life around, but really opened me up to a world of possibilities that I didn't really knew existed.
Is it tough on your kids when you've got all this education?
Not exactly.
You go, you know what? You know, if you did this, you know, and the kids are like, oh, no, Mom's had another class.
No, so I think probably the biggest impact. So I have two older teenagers who are almost adults, and then I have a five-year-old.
Okay.
And what's funny is that as both my sets of children are getting the benefit. One, my older children get to see, hey, I've never been to college before in my life. I'm going back to college, and I'm doing really well. I found a job that I absolutely love. So it's proving
very
to them you can do this.
Absolutely. Right.
And then, you know, also, you know, late nights, we're all cramming for an exam, and I'm right along with them also cramming for an exam. And then, of course, my youngest one, who is also early childhood, she's getting the benefit because I actually get to practice out my teaching skills on my five-year-old. And she's also loving it because when I'm learning new kids' songs, you know, I'm humming down the road playing kids' songs. Next thing you know, my teenager's humming down the road, and they turn around. They're like, Mom.
Stop it. No, they're in class going.
Well, we're going to have to take a break. Yeah. You guys are amazingly wonderful. And when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Shasta College and two other members. And we're going to be discussing more of ECU.
ECE.
ACE, sorry.
Early Childhood Education. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Thank you.
And when the stars are shining brightly in the velvet sky, I'll make a wish, send it to heaven, then make you want to cry.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
BK
careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Monday, April 9th, 8:35 currently. 54 degrees in the downtown studios. Our temperature is going to be around 83 today with a sunny, beautiful day. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows of 56. Chance of rain tomorrow with our highs of 66 and lows of 49. Wednesday calls for a high of 60 with a chance of rain and lows of 41. And Thursday, 57 showers, Thursday night showers. Mostly sunny on Friday. And Saturday calls for mostly sunny as we go into Sunday. Chance of showers with a high of 71. Shasta Gas Propane brings us the weather.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, a veteran-owned business that has discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. Head on down there. Get your hair cut. And if you're a politician, you ought to go down and just listen to what's being said. You might learn something. Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey, you know, we're continuing up with our early childhood education from Shasta College. And with us is an alumni and also an employee out there, and is Crystal Massey. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning.
And another student, Ruby Anelli. Good morning, Ruby.
Good morning.
Anelli.
Yes,
Anelli.
Are you happy out there being a student?
Yes.
You like that?
Happy.
Okay, we're going to get to you in a second. Crystal.
Yes.
Now, being out there, what one drew you to the program?
Initially, I was not actually joining the ECE program to become a teacher. It was in order to learn positive parenting guidelines and techniques.
Okay. So they have a class strictly for that then, right?
There is a course called ECE 52 that's called Positive Child-Adult Interactions.
Wow.
Yes.
You know what? I should take that for this. Here. Does it help for, like, marriages?
For marriages?
Marriages?
I don't know. I haven't applied it there.
What's the title again? Positive
Adult-Child Interactions.
Okay, so you took the class.
Correct.
And you thought, oh, this is kind of cool.
Well, I took the class, and it kind of made me aware of what's called ACEs, the adverse childhood experiences that I had been growing up in.
Yes.
And the generational poverty that was being taught throughout the generations of my family. And it empowered me to break that cycle and do better for my daughter, and that I could reach out to Shasta County as a whole and help other parents do the same thing.
Oh, my God, my heart feels full. We just were having this conversation before we even began to talk. We actually talked about that this morning.
Talked about, you know, the state of Nebraska is encouraging people send them to school training so they can break the cycle.
Food stamps and
poverty. How they can enhance their lifestyles. And so meeting somebody right after that.
Right.
Especially ACEs, because we know about ACEs. We've been involved with all, you know, One Safe Place and all these other. They talk about that.
They do.
Yeah.
So can I ask you a question here? What for you was it? When did you have like a moment? I'm going to sound like Oprah, an aha moment where you went, I don't want that. I want something different from my life.
I did some time in foster care, and so did my current husband. And so when we found out that we were having a daughter, we both kind of had an aha moment. And I wanted to know, well, what's available around me that's going to help me be a better parent and a healthier individual in a whole.
Okay.
It's a little miracle. I love it.
It comes from the person, though. I mean, you can offer all these classes, but if you're not going to reach in and take it, okay. So you took the class.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was your next step after that?
After that, it just opened up this part of me that, I don't know, I guess I kind of describe it, that it just lit a fire inside me. I wanted to know more. Mm-hmm. I wanted more information, more techniques, more tools. And as I began searching for all of this, the staff members were just so warm and welcoming and open-minded and open-hearted that it was just, there was nothing that was going to stop me. I was ready to go, and they were ready to help me.
Do you get a degree from this? What happens when you finish up all the classes?
Well, initially, you can choose different courses in early childhood education and earn different types of degrees through them. Mine is an associate science degree in human development. I wanted to study more about how our brains take in information, how we process it, and how we begin to learn from those and adapt our lives around those things and create our morals and values. And so I took a lot of classes that helped me redefine my morals and values to break those generational poverty cycles.
Wow.
Redefining, that's an interesting term. Well, we have somebody else in the house with us, and that's Ruby and Ellie, and we're going to go to Ruby. And I want to come back because of what you've been studying, too, a burning question I have this morning. So, Ruby, tell us your story.
I guess I started out with my parents, my mom being a teacher, and that really drew me to the early childhood education field and really made me want to be a teacher. And so I was taking classes at another college, transferred over to here when I moved out here, and really became involved in the ECE department, especially through the club ESEN, which is Early Childhood Educators Networking Club. They're at the college, and it's really opened a lot of opportunities and really opened.
Okay, so there's a networking group then over there.
Yes.
So that's interesting to know. So you got into that,
mm-hmm.
and so how long have you been out there?
I've been there for 2 years now.
2 years now. So what do you see at the? Because you can also get an associate's degree. So is this kind of like you're talking about having in the Crystal having the associate's degree, but having also all these credits that you have here. So what are you looking then at, too, Ruby? Is there a degree in, like, ECE, or is it another type of degree?
I am doing the early childhood education degree, and I'm also planning to, like, use it to transfer to a four-year college to get a bachelor's degree in the subject.
Oh, in ECE? Can you get a four-year degree in that?
Mm-hmm.
Or, okay. All right. So, well, what have they done for you?
It's really opened my eyes about how many different strategies you can use and different ways you can interact with the children and just how much you can learn from them and how much they are learning just from everyday experiences that they have, that the children are having. It's really opened my eyes to how much
we heard that babies, that if you don't want them to put it in their mouth, don't put it around them. And the other thing is you can teach babies to sign, mm-hmm. and which I think is, you know,
More. Oh, no, now when I'm looking at you, you look up after when you're game and you won't say anything, you'll go, and I'll think, okay, you want some more peanuts? Okay, let's go. Ruby, what is the little free library?
So the little free library is a project that Easton has been working on. It's set up at the Shasta College campus next to the early childhood education, or early childhood center there at the campus. And it's a way to encourage parents to read with their children and for children to find books that they're interested in. So we collect books and donations, and the children will take a book and then leave a book if they can. And it's just a way to encourage reading.
That's cool. Wonderful.
Hey, you know what? Mr. Griggs, Peter Griggs, who got us into this. Again, you've hit a home run there, Peter. You know what? This is, you know what? I wish that, you know, the class, you know, interacting. I mean, you haven't had any kids, and I've had one. But I can tell you right now, I would take that class. You know, and we would take that class if we were going to have a child.
Right.
Just on how you can interact with, you know, interaction with your child.
What because all we know growing up is how
our parents were.
And and if it's, and we talked about generational, you know, people discipline or how they teach, or, and, you know, sometimes you learn from your family what you don't want to do, you know, and you try to do it with respect, but it's like, I never want to do that to my child Right.
Okay, look, we are with,
and then sometimes it's a great example in many cases as well. So,
of how to do things.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, we're with Crystal Massey, who is an alumni of this course, but is also employed by the Shasta County Office of Education, she's over at Shasta. And then Ruby Anele, who is a student out there who is finishing her second year and getting ready to move on to a four-year college so she can get her degree in this. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
My burning question.
Yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. If it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, it's Home Helpers you want to talk to. Sharon Clark has a handpicked group of people that can help you in your need in your home, because you want to keep your loved ones where they're happiest. And where's that? In their homes. All of our people are well-trained. They've had background investigations.
Bonded,
insured. They have all of these. But the main thing is the driving force is Sharon Clark, who will come out and talk to you at your home and talk to you about what you need in your home. I would feel totally comfortable if I had a broken leg or something, just give Sharon a call and just say, I need some help. Mm-hmm. And she would be there. Okay, you can find out more by going to ReadingHomeHelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back with Shasta College and the early childhood education.
Real people, real winners. Experience the thrill of yelling bingo and play at Wind River Resort and Casino. Don't miss our paper-only night every Monday. $200 drawing every session. Rock and roll bingo and $10,000 progressive bingo. At the end of the month, one lucky winner will win a Trinity Alps helicopter tour for three from Air Shasta Rotor and Wing in our Sights for Eyes drawing. Earn drawing tickets all month long. Receive three tickets on Triple Ticket Tuesdays. Don't miss our $500 midweek drawing every month. Ask about Bingo's Give Back promotion and special drawings every session. So grab your friends and play Bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. If you don't like to dob, let the machine do the work for you. Free sales available. Machines only, hands free. Who says you can't win them all? Play Bingo with a Trinity Alps helicopter tour for three in our Sights for Eyes drawing. You only have to be 18 to play. Check out our Bingo calendar and download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Sniper Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer, not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Sniper Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast, friendly service, reasonably priced eyewear, and vet for sore eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pool. Major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today. We look forward to serving you.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. Want more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Monday, the 9th of April, 2018. Hope you're having a great day. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. If you're looking for somebody to come and get to your house or get to your business in under 10 minutes, give North State Security a call. They have a program that is very affordable that can help you out if that's the kind of help you need, or just people patrolling your area, patrolling your businesses. Give them a call at 243-0295. 50 years, they're celebrating their 50th year in business, the largest privately owned security firm north of Sacramento. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Well, good morning, everybody. And with us, we have Crystal Massey. We're here with our Shasta College, the last few minutes of our program here, talking about the ECE. And Ruby and Ellie, welcome back to the program. And we, Crystal, I wanted to ask you a question because you were talking about the what you specialize in. And could you tell us one, if somebody left the radio and they came back, about how you've attended, now you're in teaching, but let's talk about the classes that, again, that you specialized in when it came to development?
I specialized in human development classes.
Okay. And so my question is, because it makes me think about when I see children with many, many, many hours in front of iPhones and laptops and little pads playing games, and you can't get their attention away from the games. And then I remember going to a forum in Shasta Library and hearing an expert talking about how that does affect the development, the wiring of a child's brain.
Mm-hmm.
Did you study anything like that?
Well, it was touched on through my courses, like that each time we are using our smart devices, when we touch the screen and something automatically happens, it's releasing endorphins in our brain that kind of make us addicted to instant gratification. So it's that immediately we're getting the results that we want as quickly as possible. And when it comes to small children, that's not going to help them learn social-emotional skills, how to regulate my emotions if this child in my class doesn't want to share with me. Well, it's their choice. If it's their turn with that item, you might ask, can I have a turn when you're done? But if a child is set on instant gratification, that's not good enough. So you're going to see high behaviors.
It can lead to a conflict.
Correct.
And because now they want it.
Right.
Well, you know what? That's a real...
I just believe it. I just believe that there's... Yeah. I understand that there's good in it, but I think there's a lot of devil in it, too. I hate to say that. I think,
if there's good, there's evil.
And so I do you think... Would you be opposed, either one of you, to think, you know, okay, fast forward. You know, now, you know, 10, 12, you've been on iPhones and computers for a long time. Are you opposed to the teachers that say you leave your cell phone at the door, you're not allowed to have it on your body during class?
I don't bring my cell phone into work. It stays in my truck.
Okay. So, but I mean, for the students who, like if you're teaching a class and fast forward in class, but you're teaching children.
Correct.
But do children bring their, have little five-year-olds brought phones to class?
They haven't brought it to class, but I have had one of our preschoolers tell me that she has her own phone and that it's a real cell phone that she can call mommy and daddy on.
Okay.
Is that scary?
I don't know if it's scary as long as the parents are establishing healthy boundaries with their children and they have that open communication to understand, well, this is what we use it for, this is not how we use it, or this is inappropriate.
Okay. There's so many things going on out at the EDE, which, of course, is the Early Childhood Education Program out at Shasta College. And by the way, if you are if you're just wanting to start out at Shasta College, it's free.
The first semester?
The first year. Is free. The whole year is free. If you're just starting out there, you have to go through, of course, go through the program, sign up, get yourselves out. You've got to be a full-time student. But it is free now to everybody. And you have to pay for your books and all this. But they've got deals for that, too. So just I'm just wanting to throw that one out when we talk about people that say, gosh, you know what? I just don't know if I can afford it. That's gone. And you can do this. Now, though, Crystal, the ECE Lab School. And the and your Shasta County Office of Education, the collaboration, that must be interesting.
It is. We have a very unique environment for the lab school. Now, what it means by lab school is that we have worksite learners in the class. So these are students out at the college who are currently either enrolled in classes that pertain to children or around children somehow. So some of the individuals that come through, they might plan on being a child therapist or a social worker. But it coming to the lab school and being able to work in the classroom with the children gives them a hands-on experience to see how children are developing and how they interact with each other. So you can see normal development, abnormal development, or any sort of red flags in behavior that a social worker might need to be aware of. And for the collaboration part, we also have SCOE has 20 spots reserved for income-qualified families. The Shasta College Lab School, there is a faculty and staff daily rate. So if you're employed out at the college, it's $30 a day for your child to attend. And if you are a student currently enrolled in Shasta College classes and you would like your child ages 3 to 5 to attend, it is a $20 a day fee. There are three different schedules. Your child can attend Tuesday, Thursday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Monday through Friday. We kind of try to manage it around the college courses, how they're also offered in the same kind of a schedule.
So this is a way to have your kids really with the experts so they can...
Daycare.
They can have... Well, it's kind of... Well, it's, but it's more too. But then you can also identify if you've got a couple problems going on there. And then you have teachers able to come in and say, okay, we had this problem, but this is what we did to work and to make it work.
Well, we have our head teachers, our main staff members who are out there all the time, all day long, and they are also mentor teachers. So they're there to help direct the learning of the worksite learning students, the student teachers, and any other student staff members in the classroom. So we actually end up having a lower teacher-to-child ratio than a lot of other preschools. So that children are getting a lot of more of that individualistic attention in their development.
Okay. And the what we learned in the first half of this is the fact that it's so important for a child in the early ages to have attention and they can be taught so much from that, from that 3 to 8 time frame.
Yes.
Is that what you're finding there? That can you set them? Can you set their little goals from the time that you get them so that they are going to be a success? I don't mean brainwash. You know what I'm talking about.
I do. We set goals with the family, and we also, through SCOE, Shasta County Office of Education, we do have our DRDPs, our development rating system, that we do have to provide evidence and proof that these children are learning these different things in different categories like language and cognitive development, so math, language, science. We do tune our curriculum, so what we're teaching, to each of these different domains for children's development. And we can provide proof to the parents that your child's reaching these goals each semester and your child's able to do these things. They might not have been able to write their name or identify their name when they showed up, and now they can write their first and last name when they're leaving preschool.
Okay. Great. I think somebody calling in with a question. We'll try to get to that.
No question. Okay, just a comment. No comment. Okay, wrong number.
Ruby, this is we only got like about 2 minutes left. So, Ruby, are you happy you found this and that you were a place to go?
Yes, I love Shasta College. The ECE department has really made a big difference, and it's really been welcoming, and it's wonderful there compared to what I've experienced before. It's much more open and welcoming, and it really encourages you to get out into the community and see what's going on in the community and be a part of that. And it's just a wonderful place to be able to study and learn.
Okay. Wow. You know what? I think we can finish up on that one. That this we're talking about the early childhood education. It's for people that want to work with children. There's 100%. Okay, let me say this again. 100% job placement after you graduate from this class, in this course. So if you think about that in California, 100% placement, your first semester's free. I can't think of a reason not to go to school here and not to go to Shasta College. But also, take a look if you like kids. This may be something you wanted to. Linda.
Thank you so much for joining us. It's always an eye-opener. Thank you, Peter. Again, once a month we have Shasta College on. What's happening with all the different departments? It's really exciting.
It is. You know, hey, tomorrow, Attorney Doug Wright is back with us. He's out of Ireland now, so we can find out what's happening over there. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Community Talk Radio from the North State is AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading. News brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive. And I'll keep this world from dragging.